you think that'll be okay?
Yeah.
If we set it up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Kamani, Klavavigam Singh, Katimat Krik Saput, Ubluksilaglu, Suli, Nani Vilichami, Nagaka, Ubani, Pisakupsi, Nagaka, Weekend Dami, Weekend Down Redam, Pisakupsi, that Kamani, Nalokana, Vivisuna.
The next item is something that you talked about the last meeting. Should we have representatives from the regional organizations, Nanam, Maniliak, School Board, here? And I think you kind of decided that they shouldn't be on the board, but you were going to decide whether you were going to have representatives, and if you were going to, we sent you a list of everybody that's on their board so you could pick whoever you want. And then if you want to do that, then we'll just tell them who should attend our meeting, your meeting.
What I'm necessarily quoting you got, Kadima Yipta Group, Tapkunaka, Minasunin Organizations, Regional School Board, Manila, and Nana. Kisuni group represent the Kako Yuptik, Nalunara Kinoru Woptiknik. You say you're gonna send us a list?
We did.
Oh. Uh-huh.
This I got a copy of it here. We sent it to you. Send it to all of you.
Already send them out to the villages, huh?
To you, to each one of you.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tap kuninga tere, tap kunanga piksangina ota pikisinak siyut samma. When do you want us?
Well, we should do it now, before your next meeting, so you can have representatives every time you have a meeting.
Uh-huh.
And you know the reason for this is to be able to ask them questions, and also for them to report about what you say to their board.
Nanam Board Tengiluba, Northwest Arctic School District, and Manila. Yes, Tengiluba, Wanitit, Tapkunang Isama, Kisunik, one from each organization.
Yeah, I think that's all they can afford to send you. Let me make some copies then.
Yeah, okay. Kapik shift in my heart, good mother, this time.
Maybe stretch out. It won't take long, huh?
Thank you.
No. I don't need a copy.
You know who they are.
Yeah. You're on all of them?
Just about, huh? We put Robert on the Manilyak board. Maybe you can just ask for him and he can represent all three.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here. I think you want people who support our program for one thing, and because the ones that support our program are the ones who understand the most how important it is, and also you want somebody that can inyapira, because you don't want to have to translate for that representative. So I think those are really the two things that you should concern yourself with here. And I don't work with all of these people, so I can't even make recommendations. Robert probably could, because he's been working with a lot of more than me with these people, if you want recommendations from somebody.
They have to be three persons on that.
Yeah, I think somebody has to be a representative of each one.
Pinyasoni juga tap kunak nga naluna ya yusi atau cilianik tap kunak nga corporation ni board ni. Akal gubana di semak luni tempat semangi lu panik sulit ni perak ni nak lupa tengen ni ni tu kita magu bangai ni ada kut ni naga ka first high school district ni represent tak tahu pun hari lagi pergi semua tengen naja ya. Jangan sih from truk tak ni semua tengen lah. Kau tinggal luit semua. Jadi sejak kata ni nak usip isu nak cuci sih kau tinggal luit. Dah, Robert Nolan recommended Kakut. Nakinya anak kuning.
Jadi lu semua pelakap tu masih ada
sembilan
million.
But.
Jadi kalau lagu melayu anak
kuning.
Jadi pesok dia kahomi.
Yeah. But besides that, the school district, even though he's on their board, they look at him as Nana board all the time.
So I would have no conflict. Well, I have no problem with sitting for Nana on that.
Like that Elmer Armstrong was over there.
That is something I have to ask about too. School district wants some representative, you know. Was it allowed here or not?
That's what they decided, to have Well, they're picking representatives now from each board.
Elmer Armstrong of Warner, Inyum Litaya, for
since it was
Northwest Arctic School District, represent Taco Blue.
Billy, can I tell you, since it was put up, principal's wife went home from here, and school district wants a representative for each village. I couldn't recommend anything until I say you have to ask the principals.
Well, Guilford, we're talking about during our meeting up at Cayena.
Oh.
This committee, we want these boards from Nana, Arctic School District, and Manilak to have one representative from each organization.
Organization each like Manilak?
Yeah, school Manilak, district and school district, and Nana.
And I read that it has to be from one organization, right?
Uh-huh.
I would recommend Nana represent.
I'll give you the names of the people that were recommended. Robert Newland was recommended to represent Nana.
Right.
Board. And then Elmer Armstrong to represent Northwest Arctic School District. Viola Norton to represent Manilak.
They have to be from one each or?
From each, yeah, one from each.
As long as they
board.
Can understand both ways, you talk both ways, you know.
That's
I would like that. Robert? As long as they can talk any English, I would like that.
That's what they tried to get, although there's better people who represent Nana better than me, but you know, it's up to you.
We already got yep. Roland. Can I help you?
Yeah. Robert, yeah. Never say better than me. You have to.
Yeah.
People will elect anyone that knows how to talk in the back and English.
We shouldn't spend too much time on this, but that's okay, then
yeah.
Go on.
Top Gova, Nalunga Yalakari, Alipsi, Konokte, Nalunga Yalibu, Nalaka, Nalunga Yalibit, Isumatakapa. Nalaun kay VUC juga approve pakai sini gitu. Terima kasih. Sebenarnya palu gini. Okay. Someone will have to make a motion for the approval of these three persons recommended to represent each board.
That's what we're here for.
Someone make a motion.
I make a motion for approval of Robert for Nana, Viola for Manila, Elmer for North School District for representatives. I second it.
Okay.
Two of us.
Motion made for the approval of these three named persons, Robert Newlin from Nana, Elmer Armstrong from Northwest School District, and Viola Norton from Manila, and seconded. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, they will be the three persons then that will represent these three boards during our meeting in Cayena.
Okay. Okay, there's a couple more things that I think we should, one thing I should report on, and the other one I think we should consider, or a couple of them. The one thing that I want to report on is that Nana is we're going ahead with our mining deal. That shareholders told us to that they needed jobs, and that's the only real thing we can look at. And so we selected some areas with mining potential in north of Notak on the Willock River, called the Red Dog. And we tested it last couple of years, and it looks like it's the biggest deposit of lead and zinc in the world. And we've been negotiating. We started off with five companies, and we got it down to two, and now we chose one. And that company is Cominco. And it's a Canadian company. They have an American company too, but we want to deal with Canadian ones because they're better people.
Cominco?
Cominco.
Cominco.
And right now we signed an agreement with them, and we were going to have meetings with our shareholders in the villages starting March 8th in every village. This time, Dick, we start with Kotzebue. And we'll have shareholder meetings to explain what we did. And before, when we did this, we would go to the board members or go to the people and talk about money, you know, how much money we were going to get for this and this. But this time, I didn't even bother with that, and the board didn't either, because really, money was the last thing we were looking at. We were looking at jobs and how that thing would affect the way we live. So those were the two most important things. And our agreement kind of covers those, and you'll hear about them some more when we get to those village meetings. But as far as money, it's still a good deal because we worked on that anyway. We're business people. So, but I want you to understand that we're going ahead with this, and you'll probably have lots to say about it because that's going to be big. And there'll be maybe even 300 jobs if that mine gets going. We're not sure yet. Even though it's the biggest and might even be the richest lead zinc mine there is, it costs lots of money to get it out of here because they can get them other places that's cheaper to get it out. And it might not work out that they can go ahead and do it. They might not be able to make any money. So it might not go. But we'll know in maybe a year and a half whether they can go ahead and develop it. And if it does, it's going to be you know, it's going to really change things around here. We get that many more full-time jobs from people in our region. It's going to make a real difference in the region. And if we don't have our spirit programs going in these villages, it's going to be bad for us. That much more money, that means that much more drinking. Because our people don't need that, you know, lots of full-time job year-round to live up here. And if they got nothing to do with it, you know what they're going to do with it. So we got to be real, you know, we have to get our programs going if that's going to work. And it'll be maybe 6 years before it actually gets going and those full-time jobs take over. But in the meantime, there'll be jobs in the exploration and in construction and that kind of thing, and we'll discuss those some more. But that we're going ahead with that, and I want you to, you know, to understand that why we're doing it. It's, if I had my way right now, or, you know, if we didn't have this spirit program going, I wouldn't even want to do that, because it would make things worse in our villages. But if we get the spirit program going and our people are thinking right and living right, then it's going to help us. And if that mine gets going, it's going to last at least 50 years and maybe more than 100 years. So there'll be jobs for, you know, long time. Right now, our people can't even hold jobs. I mean, they can't. They won't stay on the job. And what will happen if they keep, if we got it going and they were this way yet, the Lormis would end up with the jobs. And that wouldn't be good for us. So we have to get this program going so our people will be ready to take the jobs and stay on the job, and when they get paid, help each other out and not spoil things in the village. So that's the kind of thing that we're concerned with. So it's even more important that we get the program going.
Can I ask what kind of a mine you're planning to open?
Open pit mine.
Open pit.
Open pit.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
What?
Lead, zinc, and silver.
Lead, zinc, and
coal.
No, silver.
Oh. I'm an old miner. Just about know how much it'll cost. If it's not even open, not even touch, you have to get the equipment. You have to get the manager and stuff like that.
Even I don't know anything about that. That's why we got Kaminko.
Well, don't talk much.
Tam tu kau tinggal lah kena main kena gelanimnya. About 3 years ago. 3 years ago. When was it?
Almost 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years ago. Nana shareholders meet talagin mata. After 2 rock. Kano lugo inyut sabat dura lisanak. Sa kutigip lugo main na kominya magada. Upasin. Cha paka ko kup luwit inuit de ang ito ta ang yung mga tikap ta wafin agta na mining company ni 5 mining companies de luwit buwa magulong ni mining company ni tiga lang kami tapong na nga kaming ko Canadian firm tap rumi nga buwa ang makalaok na ko pigpag ukisenik maninyak tangan na kung lulikatin nun nung nakira ni kayuti o pigsangan nun pigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpigpig pagma sa bangulok talo magkakulo. What March 8 me hanok pinyakin lang nga nunakira nun sinyaksaw-sawi sinyaksok March 8 me kikiktar mo ipikalo at makanap naman religion pinyak pata radio tigon nicho-cho tigisiro kanok schedule nga inyakin lang upa tap-tap naklugo important mula back to wuko nakulik sangat iyu-iyu pen pinya pinya sa pan wapit nun ak nito wisirap tema ni kun kan taman na manik ang ilo ni tako imerta o niwe lupisirap kaname suplupta o niwe lupik sangat tako tigil lugo ko tigil laka na sabamun pinya sa pan ilanto kujagi niya itchalaw na yun aglan terima atul lo ta ko minyak patalam may ikayu do no ni pigis ya kanya si mora lo tidak pada tahu si kibalinya kami kibalinya kum wala kribu kum peni tak kama no tam lo manengane itok tamam na kwek tam
Robert, as long as the it's rich enough, he'll pay for itself in 4 or 5 years.
That's a good plan.
It'll pay for itself in 22 years.
Ah?
It'll pay for itself in 22 years if it's rich 22 enough.
22 years.
It's going to cost $1 billion to get it open.
Gotta have that much money?
No.
No, Kaminko.
Kaminko.
Well, I'm not being stingy. I just want to see if I estimate how the money goes.
Yeah, it costs so much. There will have to be some kind of transportation.
Right, equipment.
Yeah, equipment, port, where ore is at least stockpiled and transported in summertime. You know, that's why it's going to cost so much.
Well, I'd like to talk with the board.
Okay, that's enough on mining, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, another thing. If we get these coordinators in each of the villages, whoever you designate as your coordinators, I think we should have training for them. Because they're going to be your workers in the village. And instead of you guys trying to figure out everything, Roland we can get them in here or someplace and have a meeting for maybe 2-3 days and make sure they understand the whole program. And then we can talk about how to get programs going, how to schedule them, how to get people to meetings, that kind of thing. How to get work together to get even things to sew with or build sleds with, that kind of thing. So that's what I'd like to recommend, is that we do that, and I can work with Roland on it. We get your coordinators and we put up a training session for them.
3 days kanuk katimati gisej ilipsi ikayok tiksahin nun akira na isunit pata tasama tapko ilipuko ubani pikpata kanuk nun akira ni so ilayasang naka kanurik inyirtaksak pinyirpaduk tasama kanuk Kanukulugo, tigo na yakti lang sana, taman na lo, ukoti lugo, tigi sinira, taglano po ko, na tarago, ukundi nga tara, ipagsabak, tigmato nubo ko, piliwi, nakapit lurang luwi, tako kangasimat luktak sa kaya, kangasimik si matagalawa si, ilip siya, glan, nalupan na ilya pa ako lugo, tigi sinasak, sarama, kitsulik, isang merok siya,
Do you have any problem with that? Does that sound good? I think we got to get the workers to understand the program and help each other to help you.
Kangaksin dia payah lebih cik paksa di satu di kami kangaksin aja. Wajin kau ni tak sana apa nak nak kira tinggi. Kisu kisu nak pun kau nak tinggi juga aku kuninga di satu nak jaga. Satu kita sama muka kita nak ni kau ni tak sana apa agam ni kau tinggi di semak lutut. Kaya tinggi lepas yang naik lutut. Nakira tikni nagaka di so loading tap kuninga pinyayaktit ugot di sa halagalao magibutik pagsabok aglan nalunay chok ilokapta kasilya pa yung lumit ilokan niksamo pinagkibut ugot ang mga aliga yung pa yung kayang narigaw mga coordinate sa tiksapot nakira tikni every village
Billy?
Yeah?
Can I ask you and ask these ladies to say something. Well, I say something. Don't be afraid of men. We're not the only ones that be a boss, you know. You have the right to say what you think.
Your friend?
Yeah?
I've never been scared of men before.
All right, you heard our news and what you Grace.
I could talk to you.
All right, all right. No. The reason why I say that, you women have the right to say because I'm not married to you, but I was too. My wife, when at the meeting, when we get home, I shouldn't say that. So, anybody's free to talk.
Is that okay with everybody then?
Yeah, we went out in the car, yeah.
Or you have to be able to talk in Eskimo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we might have trouble with that at Deering. That'll be the only place where a coordinator might have trouble with Eskimo, but that's okay. We'll work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. Maybe they might find somebody over there.
Yeah.
Okay. The spirit committee from the three boards, as far as I'm concerned, they got no job anymore. They did their work, and we should direct Roland to write and thank them for the work they did.
Okay.
Those three don't have no jobs.
Spirit committee.
Yeah, right.
That's okay?
They did a good job, so
yeah.
Now...
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. They need to thank them. The people, you know, preach.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing we'll do, too, is I think that we should do, if you agree with it, we had help from lots of other people, too, who are not on that spirit committee that helped us work on this stuff, and I think we know pretty much who they are, but maybe we'll miss some, so we could do it publicly, just thank all of them, I think, somehow, and let them know we appreciate the work that they did on this. Okay. Another thing is that when you gave your reports from each village, two villages sounded like to me that they needed help. They haven't asked for any, but I'm going to recommend to Roland that we help them anyhow. And one is Deering, and I think we should help him get his program started over there in Deering, and that should be one of Roland's priorities. And then the second one is Kobuk. Herbert, we should send somebody to go help you get started up there.
We missed the first meeting, that's why.
Tara, O Lak Nenya Kamani, Kugong Migok, that no name. Roland, Kisumik, Pito Parasin of Sonaki, Lat at Kamuarasin of Sonaka, Kisumik, that Kamuaki, Jinja Kisin of Sok, Kayok. Or lock me, you send it, you come, Naka, Ukununa, Ukalama, but there, mid you don't even mean you. Didn't look to me on that.
The other thing we could do quick too for him is, Walter, you could send Levi over to help him from Shungnak. Let Levi go help him get the younger people organized.
From
Shungnak, yeah. That he's closer. Levi Cleveland, he could go help you get organized too. If Roland can't go up.
Agarap tap kamung on laguni pikpan sunayang nakpa, yo.
Nakuna.
Okay, the last thing I've got. Is something that we covered in here In the, one of these things here, we covered one thing, and I'm not sure which page it was on, but what we said was that the elders counsels to take a stand against destructive and self-destructive behavior. You should, if there's something that's bad for our people, you should say something about it, so people will know that it's not good, and they can start trying to do something to correct it. Now, until we got our spirit programs going, I've been against doing anything with the Nana Bar down here. And there's real good reason for it. I don't feel that until we got something like this going, that we should try to be Inupiaq. We should run our businesses just like Nalalmis, and that's the way this business is run down here, and that's why that bar is part of that, the hotel. But we got this program going now well enough. I think if you recommended to the Nana board that they get out of that business, give them some time, because we got to figure out what to do with it, and we got employees we got to take care of, and close things down slow. I think the Nana board would take a look at it now that the spirit program is going, and I think it would be we could do it so that it's an example for the whole of the Nana board support of the whole program. Now, and Suyu can go talk to the other bars to keep them open if she wants to, but I think Nana has to support the program, and that kind of recommendation has to come from you, because there are board members of ours that think different. They and I know both, even Roland and Alfred, who are both ministers who are on our board, they've both said if unless we get something going for our people that's will replace that, they say we might as well keep it open, because they're going to get it somewhere anyway. Well, I think we got something going here if we work at it, and that's our program, our spirit program. And it, to me, that's good enough. And I think, you know, if you feel that way, this is the one place you can make a recommendation. But if you do, I think you should also take a stand against liquor, period. And even though, you know, I drink once in a while, and a lot of our people do, I think it's bad. Our people can't handle liquor. And the best thing we can do is start working to get rid of it, just like some of these other villages, and that means Kotzebue too. And so I think you should take a stand on it.
Johnny? You have a point there that you said the right thing. It'll be up to the board, all up to the Nana region. They can do and stop that if they want to, but if they're going to get this check once a year, that's where the profit comes in, if it makes any money. As long as it behaves.
It don't make that much money.
Well, if it don't make any money, once I close the door.
Well, we can have a soda fountain.
Yep. Whatever.
Dari tamna, aku lang makoti giraan laka nga. Nuna kira ni gok. Dari maso, piyakuk toro, piyakuk. To wrong nuna kira mi wabuduk tanat inyubak elders council muroni taman naguk pisik sana uba tamna makita tigilu pigisikut so tanama ilaw kutono nyakpan nuna kimi tada tamna wa pigisok nut kaktu krolo inna talagok makit luta tanat sabagana yasarai.
That's not the back.
I'd still like to for you to take some to do something and about this, because I think that's, you know, that this is just my recommendation, is that you take some action. One would be to say that alcohol and drugs are not good for our people, and you can, you know, and you want the elders' councils and the city councils to do what they can to get rid of them. That would be one recommendation. And you would be, then Roland would have to tell the city councils or write to them, and you know, and you people would have to tell your elders' councils that the regional council recommended that. That's the way I feel. You don't have to do it. This is my recommendation. And then the other one would be that you recommend to the NANA board, through the NANA representative over here, Robert, that to show support for this, that they close the Nulavik bar, to show support for the spirit program. Those are my recommendations. You can do anything you want with them. Don't do anything with them, or, you know, or just say, well, it's not time. Because I feel, this is probably the last time I'm going to be in this position where I'm advising you, because we've already taken steps for Roland to be your coordinator, and you've got a representative from Nana who's Robert, and when they direct me to do something, I will, but you've already got different people. So in a way, my job, the way I've been doing it, is I've been acting as your coordinator, really, is going to be finished. And I want to make this council strong, and that's why I make these recommendations. And I think to be strong, you have to be, and you know, I was a little worried the first time you met. I looked at the list of people, and I said, what's going to happen? Because I never worked with most of you before. But after that first meeting, I felt good. We got good people. And the action you guys took at that first meeting made me feel real good. This time, I'm not so sure. I think some of your council members act more like kids than those young people on the Nana board. But that's still a problem. You know, that just shows me that our problem with alcohol and drugs is worse than I thought it was. It's not just the kids, it's us too, and older people. And that makes it even worse, and I think you should work on it harder.